I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Her family situation is making her cranky, and her family has more than one Frankie. It's Watch What Happens Live with Dolores Catania and Jennifer Aiden now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411.
Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse with two guests who are a classic combination, like golf and Joe Gorga's bare ass. Please welcome Real Housewife of New Jersey, Dolores Catania. Hey, Dolores.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Oh, looking great. I love the hair. And fellow Jersey wife, Jennifer Aiden, in front of her dramatic staircase. Hey, Jennifer, how you doing? Okay, I want to get into tonight's Jersey. Dolores... Wow, you were pissed tonight, huh?
I was so mad. I was really pissed off. I hit my breaking point.
You did. When did you realize the women were talking behind your back about David? At what point?
When Melissa said, you know, I don't want to tell you, I don't want you to hear it from somebody else, but we were talking about you before you got here and we took a poll about the car and the ring. I don't remember the words because I blacked out after that.
Right.
But you know what it is, Andy? It's a principal thing with me. You could talk to me about it. You could talk to our close circle about it. But I didn't know those people at the party.
Right.
It was in mixed company. Like it's, you know.
Man, you Jersey girls got some rules. Jennifer, Javier P. said, why are you always so concerned with whether Dolores has a ring on her finger or not? If she's telling you all that she's content, why not just believe her?
Well, now I do, absolutely. When we first all heard it, I think we were under the impression that she wanted a ring in order to solidify the commitment. And then once she changed her tune, we changed along with her. And by the way, when that poll was taken, I voted for the Porsche, okay? A Porsche and a doctor. Like, why do we need a ring at this point in our lives? Hasn't she done that already? No, babe. The ring you have to give back. You can keep the Porsche.
Oh, really? Well, how do you know you can't give you don't have to give the Porsche?
I'm a jeweler.
I'm a jeweler. Right.
Unless when the ring is given as a gift for an occasion, they can keep it.
Or it's on a holiday, you have to give it back, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Or something like that. Yes, something like that.
Dolores, Emily H. said, after the tea party, did your mom have anything to say privately about your psychic reading since Jennifer spilled the beans?
No, my mom didn't say anything she hasn't said to me before. She likes David, but, you know.
Right. She likes David, but?
But she thinks that I should move on at some point, which she's not wrong, but when I'm ready, I'll do it, or I won't, whatever.
Jennifer, Grace R. emailed, what do you think about Margaret cracking jokes about the first time having sex with Joe while he was married?
I mean, I just thought that was highly inappropriate, but that just goes to show you her core values as opposed to mine.
Oh, boy. Well, Dolores may have stormed out of a party tonight, but she's about to walk right into some shady situations about her friends. Dolores, it's time to turn the tables on your judgy pals. Tell me something Melissa puts up with in her marriage that you never would.
Well, you know, I think he doesn't like when she goes out with her friends or something like that.
Right.
It seems like, or even, you know, unconsciously she walked ahead of him and he got mad at her for that. She didn't mean to, but he was offended by that. So, I haven't dealt with that in a really long time. So
right.
That's not something I would deal with at this age.
If you were Margaret, would you crack jokes about your marriage beginning in an affair?
Well, if Margaret does it, then it's okay for her.
Would you continue to defend your ex instead of standing up for your family, like how Teresa continues to stand by Joe Giudice?
I know why Teresa does it, because she wants peace with her daughters.
Do you judge Melissa for not intervening and telling Joe to cool it when he was calling you a broken woman at Michelle's party?
Not at all. No, that was my conversation with Joe, and I'm happy that she stayed out of it.
Is it weird that Margaret picks out all of Joe B's clothes?
No, some men need a little help.
Did you judge Jennifer for getting so hammered at Teresa's pool party?
I thought it was hysterical.
Should Melissa not have revealed anything about Teresa's new boyfriend, or did she reveal just enough?
Well, if Teresa didn't want anyone to know, she shouldn't have revealed anything.
All right. Thank you very much. Well, even though both of my guests are Real Housewives of New Jersey, they've both had vastly different seasons. Case in point, one of them was just gifted a car by her man, while the other threw up all over her man's car after a pool party. So I want them to change lanes for a little housewives swap. Let's see how you would handle each other's drama. Dolores, do you agree with Jennifer's mom that she's openly favoring her dad?
Yes.
You do. Jennifer, would you have felt David gave you a Porsche to buy himself time, or just appreciated the gift?
I would have appreciated the gift.
Dolores, did Margaret cross a line by essentially saying Jennifer's subservient to Bill because he funds her life?
Oh, I'm going to pass on that one. I'm going to pass.
I mean, I think the answer is obvious.
Well, I love you guys Bill for who when he you guys is. Fight, this is what happens. I know that you love each
I know,
other,
but I when never you guys say fight, that she's with Joe cut. For his money or whatever reason she's with Joe for his sex or whatever it is. I'm with my husband because I'm with my husband, not because of his money. I think we all know that.
Those things were definitely said in an argument. I was sitting there. You guys were both hitting below the belt.
Yeah, but she was worse than me. She was hitting below her husband's belt by yelling at him in front of everybody. And I called her out on it, which is something she has done to me all season, by the way. She could dish it out, but can't take it. Classic Marge.
You guys both hold your own. You both hold your own.
Jennifer.
Is that not a true statement?
Melissa poked fun at Dolores.
I hold my own. I don't need anyone to defend me. This is absolutely true.
Jennifer, Melissa poked fun at Dolores crying more about her dog than the psychic's revelations about her relationship. What's your take?
I agreed. I didn't understand. When I first saw the cry, I thought it was for David. It took me a minute to catch, like, wait, that was for the dog? But, you know, the dog was very important, Boo. I remember her telling stories about this dog.
You have to be a dog lover to understand this.
Yeah, that's for the dog.
Dolores, do you buy Jennifer's apology to Margaret about misunderstanding the situation between Margaret and her former boss?
Yes, I do.
Jennifer, is it weird to you that Dolores hid her impending plastic surgery from David until the last minute?
It is, but she also said if he doesn't put a ring on it, then he doesn't really have the right to have to know. So I get that.
Dolores, does Jennifer need to be more of a disciplinarian with her kids? She can never get them to help out.
Oh, I don't know. I was really rough on my kids, Jennifer. I don't tell anyone how to parent.
Jennifer, would you have been as offended as Dolores was if the group had taken a poll on the status of your relationship?
Absolutely, especially if somebody called me broken and in denial. Yeah, I'd be pissed.
Dolores, do you agree that Jennifer going live on social media to complain about needing a new housekeeper wasn't the wisest decision given the pandemic?
Not because of the pandemic. It's because you want to know who you're hiring and usually go through a company. But I spoke with her earlier and she was having a hard time finding somebody.
It wasn't about hiring a nanny. It was alive in a moment in time. And I started venting about the nannies that have been coming through the revolving door. And I thought it was funny. So it wasn't to solicit nannies. I would never do that through Instagram.
You know what? I didn't happen to
do that. Then she knows that. She knows that.
All right. Okay, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much, ladies, for that housewife swap. Dolores, Rita H. wants to know if you agree with Jackie that Joe going on and on about you being broken was really just to send a message to Melissa.
I think it had a lot to do with it at the time and what they were going through. Yeah, I do agree with Jackie. That was a good statement Jackie made.
Jen, Murderish Pod said, you shamed Marge for sleeping with her boss because she felt pressured as a young woman. Then you call her a slut or slutty on Twitter. Why are you offended when she defends herself and gives you a taste of your own medicine?
The slutty comment was in response to her calling me sloppy, and it was a play on words, and it was not even in reference to her boss. It was in reference to every other man she's boasted about sleeping. So don't call me slutty. Don't call me sloppy unless you want me to call you slutty.
Let's take some questions from our virtual audience. Samantha has a question for Dolores. Samantha, what's up?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Dolores.
Hi,
Dolores, you look beautiful. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Of course. So how did you feel hearing Jennifer say tonight that her husband is a doctor and her husband can make time for her, unlike David? It's not really apples to apples, if you ask me.
It's not. It's not at all. But, you know, as you see, I was fed up at that point with my friends talking about my relationship. It's okay for me. When I said the first 10 times I said it was okay for me, it should have been okay with them.
There you go. Okay, Lauren has a question for Jennifer.
Hey, Andy. Hi,
look
Dolores.
At the cute
Hi, Jennifer.
Matching,
Love
matching
you guys.
Colors.
Hi. Oh, they're so adorable. Yeah. Hi, guys. So cute.
Fellow New Jersey housewife.
And house husband.
Oh, so my question's for Jennifer. What was your reaction when you saw Jackie talking to her mom about how your house is like the Taj Mahal, but with a high mortgage and no furniture?
I found it interesting because actually I don't have a mortgage. I paid for this property cash and we built it halfway. We paid with bank check and the rest was a construction loan to finish the build. So I actually don't have a mortgage. Check that, attorney.
And you just got all new furniture, I noticed.
I did.
And it looks
all
great.
Beautiful D Gallery stuff.
You got rid of your thrones.
A lot. I got rid of a lot. I kept some. I had to, Andy. It's my signature. But yes, we're updating.
You had a lot of extras too. She had a lot of extra thrones around.
She sent me a little throne.
I got one for you,
throne.
Andy.
She sent me a throne. I love
little
it.
Little bed,
for Ben.
Not
yes.
a throne.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, virtual audience. Yes. Thank you. Okay. By the way, Jennifer, Samantha Ann said she needs an update on your parents. How are they? And did your mom ever get to visit Turkey?
My mom still has not gone to Turkey. She is planning to go sometime this month. My dad is still living with me. He's very happy here. And my mother and I are not on speaking terms, and we are both okay with it.
Okay, wow. Okay, we got this a lot. Tiffany Loves to Shop on Twitter said, do both of you ever get tired of co-signing Teresa's every move? Do you think that you defend her no matter what, Dolores?
No, I'm always very honest with her, and I feel Jennifer is too. We tell her when she's wrong. We do. I don't know when I defend her. I try to explain.
Maybe
I
tell her
somebody wants to know. Yeah, like if somebody wants to say, why did she do that? I'll explain why I think she did it since I've known her for so long. But I don't say it's okay or it wasn't wrong.
Okay. When Frank Sr. lost a bet and kissed Joe Gorga's bare ass on the driving range tonight, I thought that's one way to get a hole in one. So in honor of the very, very close bond between the Jersey men, let's talk about the husbands. Ladies, I have questions. Pick your answers between the bobbing heads of the Jersey dudes, Joe Gorga, Joe B, Frank Sr., Bill, and Evan. Who has the best body, ladies? Dolores?
Oh, I think Frank Catania.
I think Bill Aiden. That's my type.
Who has the best sense of humor, Dolores?
Oh, they're all funny. They're all funny at different times. I just can't
they are
say.
All funny.
Jennifer?
I mean, I would say my husband, but I don't want to repeat myself, so I will say Joe Gorga because I find his inappropriate jokes so entertaining.
Okay, who spoils their lady the most, Dolores?
Bill Aiden.
Jennifer, you're going to say Bill Aiden?
Yeah, Bill Aiden.
Okay,
yeah.
Who is the biggest gossip of this group, Jennifer?
I would say maybe Bill Aiden.
Okay, what about you, Dolores?
Same, Bill Aiden.
Who's the most whipped by their wife, Dolores?
The shocker part of it is I would say Joe Gorga.
Interesting. What about you,
really?
Jen?
I would Joe Benigno all day, every day. If you're willing to wear those shirts on behalf of your wife, that is true whipped.
What's wrong with those little golf shirts?
They're amazing. It's just so obvious that his wife dressed him.
Okay, who's the most fashionable, Dolores?
Bill Aiden.
And I'm assuming you agree, Jen.
Yes.
Who's the biggest cheapskate, Dolores?
You mean cheap as in money cheap?
Yeah.
Oh, God, none of them. They're ballers. They're, you know, they go out, they're...
Jen, you agree?
Yeah, I wouldn't think any of them are cheap, really.
Who's guilty of being chauvinistic, Dolores?
Guilty? Oh, well, it looks like Joe Gorga these days, but...
Joe Gorga, but I don't mean that as a negative or an insult. It's where he comes from. I don't think he means
it
to ever insult anybody.
It comes off as chauvinistic, but he has old school
it's
ways.
Old
he
school.
Doesn't verbalize it right. He doesn't articulate what he's trying to say right. And it comes off and it sounds really bad.
Who's the worst influence on the rest of the guys?
Joe Gorga.
Joe Gorga.
Who has the most big dick energy?
It's called Diddy Gorgas.
Who has the most big dick energy, Jen?
I mean, when you brag about something too much, you know, I think doubts to protest too much. So I'm going to say who claims to have the biggest one, Joe Gorga. But I only know my own and I only know care about my Bill Aiden.
Dolores, who has the most BDE?
It has to be Tarzan.
Tarzan. Okay.
Tarzan.
There you go. Okay. Well, thank
Who
you, ladies.
It?
And while we're on the subject, don't miss all the Jersey guys. They're going to be on this show a week from tonight. It's the Real House Husbands of Jersey. That starts at 10 o'clock on May 5th. Jennifer, Debbie G wants to know if Bill was mad at you for telling everyone that Margaret's husband said he heard the Evan rumors. Were the guys mad at him for telling you?
He doesn't care. He's the biggest gossip. He tells me everything.
Wow, you guys are made for each other. Dolores.
We really are.
Reagan M. texted, why do you think Jackie continued to talk about your relationship status with David even after you went off on the group for talking behind your back?
You mean when I left the party?
Yeah.
I was
and
mad
also
about
at the
that.
Wine tasting.
I was mad about that because a lot of people had said a lot of things about Jackie's relationship and she had gone through a lot this season. And I was really there for her. I felt like I was. So when I, as upset as I was when I left, I didn't like what she had to say.
Right. Programming note, tomorrow night on For Real, the story of reality TV, we're covering the most shocking moments from shows like Bad Girls Club, Fear Factor, and Botched. Join us tomorrow night at 9 o'clock on E! It's a bird, it's a plane. It's time for Watch What Happens 6 today. Today is National Superhero Day. I thought we could celebrate that made-up holiday by making up some superheroes of our very own. Here's what we think the Jersey women would be called if they were superheroes. First up, she says her superpower is tasting sweet, and I'll take her word for it. It's Teresa, AKA the Pineapple Punisher. Our next wife will have you dodging flying charcuterie. It's Melissa Gorga as Hurricane Cheese. Next up, she has the power to make contractors weak in the knees. It's Marge as the Relentless Renovator. And she's got superpowers out the nose. It's Jackie as the Analogizer. Our next superhero is a super spender. It's Jen, AKA the Incredible Credit Limit. And you can also trust our last superhero to sting you with her tongue, Dolores as the Scumbag Scorcher. Honestly, the Avengers could never, people. I want to thank Dolores and Jennifer for being here. We'll see you tomorrow night. We got Lionel Richie at 10:15. We're taking this party to Twitter Live. Join us there now. Thanks, ladies.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Back. It's Dolores and Jennifer with the after show. Dolores, you got tickled by those superhero.
I got such a kick out of it. That is so funny. I'm a scumbag scorcher. That's freaking awesome.
Oh my God. Okay.
I thought I would be the tequila Terminator. But
oh, that's right. I can't believe Jennifer, I mean, I made a joke to you before the reunion about your glass of water in your dressing room being tequila, and you thought I was serious.
Because the last time I went out to dinner with my children, and you will know that when we go to family dinners, the only thing I order is water with ice or a Coke, regular. And the waitress, when she was taking our drink order, she looked at me and she said, "I know, tequila,
oh,
right?"
Oh, boy, right.
And I was like, you know, not with the kids.
Right, right.
Have
right,
a Coke.
Right, all right.
Regular.
Right. Yes.
With ice.
Right.
Got it.
So that has happened to me on multiple occasions.
Yeah, soft spot.
I get it. Okay, audience, who has a question for Dolores or Jen? The woman on the bottom right, Rocco, in the red. Hello. What is your question? Hi.
Hi, Andy. Hi. My friends. I'll call you Father Andy because you're on that level to us.
Thank you. Wow.
Wow, that's awesome.
I love all of you, but my question is for Jennifer. I love the red, first of all.
We match. We're twins.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, my favorite relationship on New Jersey is you and Dr. Bill. I love Dr. Bill so much. I think he's so sweet. He knows how to party and he's a doctor. So like, what's not to love? I want to hear about your guys' very first date.
So we went to Sushi Samba and I was the girl that vowed to never eat sushi ever in her life. But I've learned that you must be pleasant on a first date, especially if you want to land the big catch that it was, because he was hot and studying to be a doctor, and that's all I needed. And when we went to Sushi Samba, I just thought I would order chicken teriyaki the whole time. And he looked at me, and the classy, debonair man that he is, he said, "Why don't I just order some sushi and we can share?" And of course, I was like, okay, that's what I wanted anyway. Yeah, no, I didn't. And he fed me sashimi that looked like slimy vagina on rice. But you know what? I ate it and I downed it with wine and I landed me a husband. All right. So take notes, lady.
Okay. Have you eaten sushi? Nice. Have you eaten sushi since?
I've grown to like it. Okay, and good. I actually, yes, I'm okay. A team player and I do things for my husband for love.
Who has a question for Dolo in the audience? Yes, the women on the second to right on the top. Hello, what's your question?
Hi. Hi, Andy.
Hey.
Hi.
First of all, we love Frank and Bill. We're obsessed.
thank you.
So,
questions for both of you. Would you rather be roommates with Ramona on a cast trip or be pushed in the pool by Marge at a party?
Okay, Dolores.
I'd rather be pushed in the pool.
Jen.
You know, I have to say, I met Ramona the other night at a party, and I thought she was going to be ultra rude to me because of what everybody told me. And she was super nice. She asked for a picture, and I was If someone's nice to me, I'm nice to them. She was so nice.
What was the party, Jen?
You know what, Andy? It was one of my friends who was in town for his birthday. He was at this woman who's a movie producer's apartment in the Upper East Side. And I went and Dorinda was there and I met Dorinda for the first time and she was amazing. And when I met Ramona and she was nice to me, I actually told her, I thought you were going to be mean.
What'd she say?
And she was stunned for a second that I said this to her face. And I'm like, oh no, but I'm going to tell people that you're nice because you're so nice. And she was fine. So I'm only nice to people who are nice to me, Andy. So I'm fine with it.
Wow.
Ramona all the way.
Wow. Dolores.
Next time she won't remember your name.
That's what I'm told. That's what people are telling me. But you know what? At this point of face value.
Right.
She was good to me.
No, but for that she was in a good mood that night.
And Dorinda was awesome too, I have to say. Like I love it when housewives
was nice.
Meet
we
each
were
other.
There together.
That yeah. Like I love
Oh,
it
you
when
were there too, Dolores?
I was there.
Yes, because of Dolores Dolores introduced me to the person whose birthday it was. Yeah, we went together.
Oh, and then Dolores how was Ramona to you when you saw her?
I don't think she knew who I was at first, maybe, but she was nice later on.
She was nice. Telling me that first, she's like, I have to get Dolores
like,
for a picture too.
I didn't know this, but when I said hello to her, it was just like, hi, like.
Oh my God.
You know
Wait,
that.
Andy, you know, Andy, you know her the best. Like, is she?
She's exactly as she appears. I mean. Yes.
I mean, she was nice.
And consistent.
So I'll take
She's consistent, yes. All right, we're going to leave it there. I want to thank Dolores and Jennifer. There's more Jersey coming up next Wednesday. And don't forget to watch The Husbands right here next Wednesday night. Thank you, too. That was fun.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.